the teabaggers smoking. Last summer, Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, a Blue Dog Democrat herself, faced a Tea Party GOP opponent who used an opportunity to shoot an automatic rifle as a fundraiser against her. Tea Party leader Sarah Palin showed her entire congressional district in rifle crosshairs. On Saturday, the 8th of January, 22-year-old Jared Launer shot her in the head, then opened fire on the surrounding crowd. First came the talk, then came the direct action. Jared Launer is said to have hated Jews and espoused anti-immigrant and anti-Obama health plan views. Furthermore, this station has been informed that Jared Launer is connected to the racist, suit-and-tie Nazi American Renaissance Conference, the one that was prevented from convening in D.C. last year by effective threats of peaceful protest and boycott against any hotel that would host them. In the aftermath of this mass shooting, we are not hearing of FBI raids against the American Renaissance Conference, nor against her GOP opponent who injected the gun into the race, nor police investigations into Sarah Palin's gun-imaged hate-mongering. Now let's get real here. A racist militiaman shoots a congresswoman in the head, and nothing happens except to him. The mainstream press bleats calls for turning down political discourse and rejects calls for fighting back against armed hate. Had Jared Launer been a recent American convert to Islam, ostracized from all mosques for his violent talk, every mosque he ever set foot in would have been raided anyway. FBI sweeps would descend upon the entire U.S. Muslim community, and terror would rule the night like in the weeks after September 11th. With a racist gunman, nothing happens except to him. Every time a piece of property is destroyed by activists opposing animal torture, war, or environmental catastrophe, there are grand juries, FBI raids, and arrests of peaceful above-ground activists. When a racist gunman shoots a member of Congress for voting for immigration reform and health care, or maybe just for being Jewish, nothing happens except to him. Okay, Tea Party, here's a scoop. This is one too many rockets fired from Sarah Palin's Alaska, and this one detonated in Arizona. Ms. Palin, it is you and the Tea Party that need to mellow out before more people get killed.